Here's Chick on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Well, in Falls Village, hungry bears are no longer welcome. Townspeople approved an ordinance prohibiting the feeding of the bears at the annual town meeting. The Board of Selectmen proposed the initiative because of the abundance of bears seen roaming through the town and dangers they might pose. Those who feed them don't cover trash or put out bird feeders to entice them to come, according to the ordinance. Provisions of the ordinance don't apply to the unintentional attracting of bears. Any person intentionally violating the ordinance will be liable for a civil penalty up to $100 per offense. If it persists, continuing fines will be imposed. The ordinance will be enforced by town constables, state police, and Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection enforcement officers. During the meeting, an amendment was approved to include the local animal control officer. There'll be a special Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at 1:30 in Salisbury, coming up at 1:30 today in the upstairs meeting room on Main Street in Salisbury. An executive session to discuss possible enforcement actions regarding 14 Perry Street and 81 Interlaken Road on the ground of operating non-permitted uses in a residential zone. Sharon Board of Education has a meeting that comes up tonight at Sharon Center School. That meeting is set for 6 p.m. The Sharon Inland and Wetlands and Watercourse Commission agenda meeting is set for tonight. That will also be at 6:30, that at Town Hall. The Falls Village Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen will be meeting tonight at 6:30 and 8:30 at Town Hall. The new date for the controlled demolition of the eastern portion of the old Tappan Zee Bridge is now set for tomorrow, according to Piermont Police. The chief said the detonation was all set, but the time of the event was still being discussed late into the weekend. The Sharon Housing Authority will be meeting tomorrow, regular meeting at 5 p.m. Sharon Parks and Recreation is on the road again to Wadsworth Anthonyum on Wednesday. They'll be leaving the Sharon Town Hall at 10:30, arriving at the Hartford area for lunch at the Italian restaurant Salute at 11:30, then going to the Anthem after lunch at 1 p.m. The cost of entry to the museum is $10. Lunch is per individual. They'll leave to come back to Sharon around 3:30. Reservations must be made for all trips by calling 860-364-1400. The Sharon Salisbury, or the Salisbury Sharon Track Committee meeting, will be coming up on January 16th at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. The public is invited to share a community dinner, which is free, at the Millerton Presbyterian Church on Main Street on Friday from 6 till 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there'll be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing. The Northeast Millerton Library presents a lecture on common mistakes in estate planning. That'll come up on the 17th at 6:30. Reservations are requested at 518-789-3340. More information, millertonlibrary.org. There's a holiday farmers market, Berkshire Grown, that is happening on January 19th. Locally grown and produced foods and gifts, including fruits, vegetables, cheese, meats, breads, yarn, and more, live music, lunch fare, and children's activities. More information, berkshiregrown.org. The Northeast Millerton Library presents Hooked on Llamas with Country Quilt Farm. That'll be Saturday, 1 till 2 p.m. You can learn and get a reading of Is Your Mama a Llama? And learn about llamas and pet a real one as well. All ages are welcome. No registration is required. Kent Library Association, the operating entity of the Kent Memorial Library, holding its annual meeting on January 19th at 2 p.m. at Kent Town Hall. The public is invited to attend. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum announces the opening of the next exhibit in the gallery at the Historical Society, the 9th Annual Northlight Arts Center Student Show, January 19th until March 8th, the opening reception on Saturday from 5 until 7 p.m., a broad variety of artworks by students of all ages, drawings, pastels, watercolors, acrylic, and oil paintings representing a wide range of subject matter. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum on Main Street in Sharon. Hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, noon to 4, and Saturday from 10 till 2. More information is available at sharonhist.org. The Armenia Fire Company will sponsor its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast Sunday from 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street, $8 for adults, children and seniors, $7. The menu includes pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs any style, toast, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 23,995.95. It was down 5.97 on Friday. The NASDAQ starts off the week at 6,971.48, and the S&P 500 at 2,596.26. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.